Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
My name is Tama. I am in grade 10, so I'm 16. And I just got my driver's license, actually, a month ago. And outside of school, I like to do lots of artsy things, like painting and drawing. And I've also been doing dance lessons for about 13 years. I think lost and found could mean a lot of different things. But in this context, I feel like for me, lost and found is more like feelings. Like feeling lost could be feeling like unprotected or fearful, and feeling found could be like feeling protected by God and just being content and comfortable. For me and my journey, I know I felt most lost in my middle school years, specifically grades 7 and 8. Because there was COVID, which really caused a barrier between people being able to come together and celebrate their faith. And that was definitely hard for me and my family. And in 7th grade specifically, I had lost my best friend. She passed away due to a brain aneurysm. And then the year after that, I lost my uncle to cancer, which was really hard for her. My family, and it was hard for me and my mom. And after that, things did start to get better as I went into high school and I came here, and all the people here have been extremely like friendly and supportive and have really helped me grow in my faith. I think people encouraging me to really like lean into my faith and be present with it and be more like interactive with the church and stuff, that has really helped me grow and feel comfortable and found in my faith. I've become more active in the community, like I'm going on the LA Dream Center trip, and I am at the youth group here too. And it's given me a sense of peace, I think, being found. And I'm able to sleep well at night, which is good. To anybody that feels lost, I would tell them, try and find somebody safe that you can talk to about it, or just pray about it, talk to God, and just really think about how you're feeling in your faith, and like, what can you do to help yourself become found.
Our next story is a story that I am so glad that we get to hear as a community. Did you know that there are a group of women that have been serving in our local women's prison since 2019? We have a group of volunteers that have led chapels twice a month in that prison and have also facilitated Alpha courses for quite a few years. And through that, Living Waters has had the chance to share the love of Jesus with women who are in prison. We get to hear a story from one of those women, and it's just so amazing to think about all the different ways that people in our community are being recognized and released to share the love of Jesus, and how wonderful it is to get to hear from one of the people who they have been loving on and sharing Jesus' life with. So I would just encourage you to listen and receive. We don't get to actually hear this person share their story because they're not able to come here and share it with us. But Joanne is going to read it to us, and it's so exciting to see how the Lord is at work in this place.
Hi, I'm Joanne, and I have the honor of sharing a story today that is not my own. This story belongs to one of the residents we serve at the local women's prison. It's a beautiful story of surrender, in her own words, a story with God's fingerprints all over it. It's my pleasure to share with you all regarding the journey of my spiritual transformation, a large part of which I owe to the love, care, and support that I have received within the prison ministry, of which Living Waters is a part. I'm the youngest of four kids and spent a lot of time at our family church, tagging along to church events. My parents were very involved, so I grew up witnessing the sense of community and care that church life can offer. As an adult, I tried to attend services, but never felt connected. Life became busy and my church attendance lapsed. However, 9 years ago, I stumbled upon my home parish. The people were so welcoming and have been there for me and my family ever since. In retrospect, I had never really read the Bible or understood the story and glory of Jesus. Like everything in my life, I was going through the motions of faith. Until very recently, it has been difficult to even feel like I had a faith. Life had become very challenging and exhausting, and God had forgotten about me. A series of life events, low self-esteem, and very poor choices on my part rocked me to my core. However, I can see now that He has been there the whole time. For me, part of this process involved having doubts about God's love and support for me. Because after all, what kind of God would lead me to this terrible place in my life? Like many people, I've had some very painful and profound experiences that created a foundation of fear and anxiety on which I would base every decision of my life. The irony is that professionally, I had a successful career as a consultant with a master's degree in counseling. Once again, I could function and give the impression that I had it all together, but I was just going through the motions, suffering from very low self-esteem. This was the result of childhood abuse, which my parents were aware of, but did nothing to help, sending me the message that I was not worthy. At the final stages of my demise, I was looking after everyone else around me, a caseload of 40, my daughter and my son, who is on the spectrum of autism, everyone except myself. I liken myself to a high-functioning alcoholic, appearing to perform well, while internally I was falling apart. I concluded that I'd been living like the walking dead for so many years, going through heartache and difficulty and never dealing with it because I had other people to look after. And don't forget, I wasn't worthy of help. My pastor's advice once I entered the legal system was to connect with the prison chaplain as soon as I could, and thank goodness I did. Unfortunately, but understandably, the medical and legal systems focus so much on your crime. The most regrettable mistake I have ever made in my life. The only place I felt I heard a positive message of hope and forgiveness was in the chapel, so it seemed an obvious place to spend my time, trying to come to terms with who I was at 49 years old and how I got here. I have been the owner of several Bibles over the years, and they all adorn my bookshelf, unopened. I didn't understand the story of Jesus and the sacrifice He made for us so that we could be forgiven. This transformative period has forced me to go deeper in my faith, consider forgiveness of those who have hurt me, and more importantly, forgive myself, and to learn how to live the Christian life. Without question, the hardest struggle was surrendering to God's plan for my life and realizing that the definition of faith is trusting that God will lead us through the difficult times and to a better place. This trust and faith were a terrifying prospect. If there is a God, how did I end up here at this place in my life? Why doesn't God want me to be happy? Why couldn't I have the same things as everyone else? A good marriage, a home of my own, and help with my kids? It took a very long and humbling journey to see the role I played in my own lack of happiness and subsequent poor life decisions. The idea of surrendering everything to God was such a frightening concept. I'd been a single income earner and single mother, left to make all the decisions. Giving up control was a very difficult thing for me. After reading a book on how to listen to God, it got me thinking about my own life and the times that God had been there for me. I decided to write a list of these events, and 2.5 pages later, I could see examples right before me. This was significant, but still not enough to make the leap. On February 2nd this year, I was working in my job and was struggling with one of my co-workers. I was at a total loss of how to deal with the situation, so took myself off to the bathroom to collect myself. I outwardly asked God for help, saying that I didn't know how to get out of the situation. Within 5 minutes of walking out of the bathroom, I found my way and solved it. I couldn't believe it. That simple experience was enough to convince me that God was real and working for my good. That was the moment I realized that I had finally accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I had taken the leap. I had gone it alone for long enough, and obviously it wasn't working. What did I have to lose to surrender? Through a lot of work and introspection, I can see how God had been there for me in the past, the present, and will be there for me in the future. Even during what has been the hardest time of my life, I can see so many gifts and where He carried me. I have been blessed with incredible friends and the most wonderful man who I believe God brought into my life. He has been a gift, giving unconditional love and support. I have had suicidal thoughts for such a long time because life was just so hard. I can honestly say that I no longer want to die. I am excited to live and feel optimistic about my future and how God will use me in my next 50 years. I have never felt so free in my life, and I write this while sitting in prison. God is beautiful and faithful in His love for me, and I can see that my life required this catastrophic event to make the shift. So thank you, Living Waters Church, for all that you do to support us. The incredible women who give of their time to come and provide a chapel service and Alpha are so important to us. I leave the services feeling uplifted, positive, and loved, and it carries me through the week. I'm excited for my future and to see how God will use my gifts and life experiences going forward.
I'd like us just to take a minute after receiving that amazing story for us to pray. If you are actually watching this on Sunday, you may not know that there's a chapel happening actually today, and that tomorrow night, on Monday night, there's going to be Alpha. So would you join me in praying for this amazing ministry to people who are so ready to receive Jesus' love? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your deep love, your grace, your mercy, and for your eagerness to pour it out on us and to pour it out on the women who are in our local prison. Lord Jesus, we pray that your kingdom would come into that place, that your Holy Spirit would minister in the deep places of people's pain. We pray that as people learn about you through Alpha and worship you in chapel, that they would experience the power of your Spirit. And we pray that they would experience the hope and life that you give to all of us. Thank you for this chance, Lord Jesus, for us to connect with people that you deeply love. And we thank you and we pray specifically for our prison ministry team. We pray for your protection. We pray for your encouragement, for your wisdom and discernment, and for your empowerment as they go and love people in this context. Thank you, Jesus, for your work out in the world and how your kingdom is coming and your will is being done. In your name, amen.
Thank you to everyone that has participated in Church Connect today. How appropriate at the end of our 5-week Lost and Found series for us to be hearing stories, not just stories about sheep and coins and the lost son that come to us through parables, but to hear stories from our community of people that were lost and now found. I love Story Sundays, to learn about the lives, of course, of people within our community, but to learn continually about the faithfulness and grace of God. God is so good to people, and He is able to express that over long periods of time, as we've heard today. In just a few minutes, we'll be sharing communion. So if you've not gathered emblems for that, juice and bread, then I'd encourage you as I speak to maybe go find that and bring it back with you so that we can share communion together on this Palm Sunday. The communion table how appropriate on Story Sunday, the communion table actually calls us to examine our own stories. And certainly in the midst of this series, we have been reminded through story, and again, as we gather around this table, we are reminded of the fact that people can be lost and people can be found. And the invitation of the communion table is that you don't have to be lost, but Jesus has made a way through his example, through his ministry, for us to be found. And I love that about God. This table reminds us that as people, we walk on one of two paths, the path of the lost or the path of the found. There's really only two paths to walk on. And I'm so thankful that when Jesus walked this earth, and as we read in Scripture over and over again, his heart is that none would perish on the path of the lost, but all to come to know him personally and have eternal life. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says that God demonstrated his love to us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The us in that verse is all of mankind, of which you and I are considered today. And perhaps this is why Jesus and the Apostle Paul said, and others, that as we gather around this table regularly, it's of utmost importance for us, because it reminds us again of where we're at in our story, and again, the larger story of where people are at around us. So on this Palm Sunday, on this Story Sunday, where are you at in your relationship? Where are you at within your story, lost or found? And I invite you today, perhaps if you're not walking in a proper relationship with Jesus, that this would be the glorious day in which you would partake of this grace and this emblems representing all that Christ has for you. How amazing that on this Palm Sunday, 2023, you would say, I need a Savior. I need my Lord. I need a Lord. I need Jesus to come into my heart, into my life. I was excited to hear just a couple weeks ago during our in-person service, during this Lost and Found series, at the very end of the service, in a situation very similar to this, someone said, yes, I'm lost. I want to be found. And they gave their heart to Jesus Christ for the very first time. What a good decision that that person made, and what a good decision that all of us today would make as we partake and participate in this Lord's Supper. So I draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 as we partake. And again, the invitation is for all of us to come the way of Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, for I received from the Lord, but I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake of the broken bread today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let's partake together with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take a moment, friends. Let's thank the Lord. Let's allow the Lord to come into our hearts and into our lives today. Let's celebrate the saving that happens when we come to Jesus. No longer lost, but now found in a right relationship with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. What a wonderful thing to celebrate. So God, today we thank you for story. We thank you that you are a God that redeems and changes our lives and creates a redemptive story through all of our brokenness, through all of our pain, through all of the improper things that we've done. Thank you that we gather around this table today thanking you for grace and mercy. Thank you for second chances. Thank you that lost can be found, and found can be, those that are found can celebrate today that there is a Savior that lives within their hearts and lives today. Lord, we thank you that through your shed blood, through your stripes, we are healed. And we do pray one for the other today, that spiritual healing, physical healing, emotional and mental healing would come to our community today, come to our hearts and lives today, as you would seek to make us whole moment by moment and day by day. Lord, we love you. And as we continue through this day and into this week, we ask your richest blessing upon our walk and our relationships with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.